Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When Audrey Mabry was wooed by New York City Police Detective Chris Haney, she couldn't believe her luck.
I remember him smiling at me, and I just thought to myself, this is the guy I'm going to marry.
But before the honeymoon was over, Audrey would see an evil ignited within him.
You don't normally see police officers involved in these types of crimes.
And her once loving husband would turn against her in an explosion of hate.
I remember falling down to my knees. What did he do to her?
He was enraged beyond anything I've ever seen in my life. And I'm thinking, there's no way I'm going to get out of here.
When it comes to love and marriage, things aren't always as they seem. At 20 years old, Audrey Mabry was ready to start a new life for herself.
I had been born and raised in the same town my whole life. I had just come out of a relationship, so I wanted to move out of my hometown and kind of start over.
In April of 2003, the small-town waitress moved from Fort Hood, Texas, to the city of El Paso. A couple weeks later, Audrey found herself home with nothing to do.
I was off from work one day, bored out of my mind, and got onto the computer and just got into a random chat room. I noticed a screen name that popped out to me that was black and bold for you. I had always been attracted to black men, so I clicked on the name.
And Audrey was pleased to discover that the man behind the eye-catching handle was equally interesting. His name was Chris Haney, a New York City police detective and single father of two.
He said he had been previously engaged and he had two children from that relationship.
Chris also told Audrey he was 35 years old, 15 years her senior. But Audrey didn't mind.
I thought to myself, this is a guy that knows where he's going in life and is on the right track.
I think what drew Audrey to Chris was that he was different from her other relationships. This was a stable man with a stable job.
Before long, Chris and Audrey were talking nonstop on the phone. And a few months later, Chris invited Audrey to the Big Apple so they could meet in person.
This was absolutely a crazy idea, but the fact that he was the cop made me feel like I could trust him.
On June 9th, 2003, when Audrey first laid eyes on Chris, she was instantly captivated.
His smile was humongous. The biggest smile I had ever seen in my entire life, and I was immediately drawn to it. He puts his arms around me, and I'd never felt so safe. And I just thought to myself, this is the guy I'm gonna marry.
In October of 2003, Audrey moved to New York to be with her new love. But shortly after Audrey moved in with Chris, he came to her with a confession.
He expressed to me that he was not 35, he was actually 38. I had some concerns about that, but thought to myself, it was kind of silly. It was only 3 years. He wanted to appeal to a younger girl, and that's why he did it.
Audrey let the matter go. There were more exciting things to think about. Her relationship with Chris was flourishing. and she soon met his ex-fiancée and their two children. Chris was still on good terms with them, and all three accepted Audrey instantly.
It made me feel amazing that they were so welcoming to me, and it gave me hope for our future.
In the fall of 2004, after 1 year of dating, Chris proposed, and Audrey gladly accepted. Just a few months later, the happy couple discovered Audrey was pregnant.
I didn't really want to raise my children in New York City, and I told him I always wanted to live in Florida, so we sort of formulated this plan.
Chris purchased a lovely home for his new family in Apollo Beach, Florida. And in April 2005, Audrey moved in while Chris stayed behind in New York to finish his last year with the police force. On September 10th, 2005, Chris and Audrey welcomed their son into the world.
The long distance was difficult, but Chris would come every 5 weeks to visit, so we would still see each other pretty frequently.
It seemed nothing, not even distance, could stop the couple. Until 4 years later, when Audrey discovered the man she loved was hiding an unimaginable evil. Audrey's nightmare began the afternoon of November 17th, 2009. She had just finished a run and stopped by the house to freshen up.
Chris was not supposed to be home that day.
But Chris was home. And when Audrey opened the front door, she stopped dead in her tracks at the horrifying sight that greeted her.
As soon as I entered, there he was with a butcher knife in his hand and charges at me.
Audrey was terrified, but she had no idea that this was just the beginning.
If he wasn't gonna have her, no one was gonna have her.
I see blood dropping to the floor, and in my mind, I'm like, what the hell is going on right now?
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Janice from Warner Brothers Discovery. Spring is officially in bloom here in the Northern Hemisphere, and with a fresh season underway, you might be seeking your own transformation. For some, that means a new approach to weight loss or nutrition. Noom has a unique approach. Noom is tailored to each person's psychology and biology. It's built to meet you where you are because Noom understands that no two people are the same. Noom stands out to me because it offers a holistic approach to well-being. From coaching to recipes, Noom's app provides personalized information to help you on your journey. I also think it's great that Noom doesn't restrict what you can eat, and it doesn't shame you for treating yourself, and treat yourself you should. What's more, Noom believes in nourishing rather than restricting. Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods, because this approach is about eating well and treating your body right. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your free trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
In the spring of 2006, 3 years before Audrey Mabry found Chris Haney waiting for her with a butcher knife, the young mother was living in Florida, anticipating the arrival of her fiancé.
Chris had to stay in New York because he was still, a cop. He had 1 year left until he was going to retire. It was pretty lonely, but we had experienced it before in the very beginning, so we were kind of good at it in a sense.
Despite the distance between them, Chris and Audrey were making it work. But just a few weeks later, while Chris was still in New York, his brother and sister-in-law came to Florida for a visit, and they unwittingly delivered some distressing news.
And it was at a dinner where his sister-in-law asked me if Chris and his wife were divorced yet.
Audrey was confused. Chris had called the mother of his two children his ex-fiancée.
I felt betrayed. I felt like I had been living a lie the entire time. I confronted him about it very quickly, and he admitted that not only had he been married, but he was in fact still married.
But Chris insisted that the marriage was in name only, and it was simply to keep their children on his health insurance.
Every part of me was screaming to leave, but I stayed because we hadn't even had an opportunity to be a family yet.
A few months later, Chris finally retired from the police department and joined Audrey and their infant son in Florida.
When Chris came down to Florida, he promised he would get divorced. My hopes from that point on was to make it work.
And over the next few years, that's exactly what the couple did. Chris got a security job, and Audrey juggled plans to go back to school while working part-time at a restaurant.
I started babysitting for Audrey shortly after Malachi was born. They were the best parents. You know, Chris seemed like a loving father who would do anything for his child.
And in the spring of 2008, Chris kept his promise. He finalized his divorce, and Audrey realized she was pregnant again. The happy couple decided it was finally time to tie the knot. Audrey and Chris exchanged vows in the summer of 2008, on the same day they had met 5 years earlier.
I was emotional in the midst of it. I felt like I was fulfilling this dream that I had since I was a child.
6 months after the wedding, Audrey gave birth to another bouncing baby boy. The newlyweds were so proud of their growing family. But Audrey's hopes for a lasting marriage would suddenly come crashing down less than 2 years later. In the fall of 2009, just as Audrey started going back to school, Chris came to her with a disturbing confession that destroyed everything she had tried to build.
He said, "Listen, there's something that I've been hiding from you. I've been gambling." I always knew that Chris enjoys to gamble, and that was always fine with me, as long as he paid every bill that we had.
But Audrey had no idea how much Chris's habit had been costing them.
He had gambled 2 months of the bills away, and I asked him, "Well, what do you mean?" And he said, "I mean everything. I haven't paid it in 2 months." So I was angry.
Exhausted by the thought of having to dig out her family financially and disgusted by Chris's irresponsible behavior, Audrey knew she had to get out of the marriage.
It was constantly lies. I felt like you're 40-something years old and you still don't have your priorities straight. So I decided that I was done for good. The first thing out of my mouth was, "I want a divorce." And he was not happy with that, but my mind was made up.
Even though Audrey was determined to move on with her life, keeping the peace for the kids was important. And Audrey was pleasantly surprised when Chris seemed to be handling things like an adult.
I expressed to him that I would be moving out December 1st of that year. We worked opposite shifts, so I didn't really have to see him a lot. So things were civil.
But what happened next made Audrey think twice. Just a few weeks later, Chris picked Audrey up from work, and right away, she knew something was very wrong.
He met me at the bar right next door from my job and came in, had a beer, had a shot, and he wasn't a heavy drinker either. On the car ride home, he began telling me how I was his wife and I still had wifely duties that I needed to fulfill. I thought he was joking.
But once they arrived home, Audrey quickly realized Chris was dead serious.
I went into the bedroom, and like out of nowhere, I find myself up against the wall and then thrown on the bed. Before I know it, he's trying to unbutton my pants, puts his hand over my mouth and says, "Shut the F up." I was just freaking out. And by the grace of God, I miraculously swept from under him and escaped and ran to my stepson's door and started banging on the door because I knew he would not do anything like that in front of his son. And that's exactly what happened. He stopped instantly.
Shaken, Audrey filed a domestic abuse report against Chris.
I was utterly shocked that he was capable of something so disgusting and violating.
Audrey wanted nothing more than to shut the book on her life with Chris Haney. But Chris wasn't about to let her go that easily.
Chris seemed extremely desperate to get her back at whatever cost.
My neighbor runs to me and she's just screaming.
He had become a monster.
By November of 2009, Audrey Mabry feared her estranged husband, Chris Haney, had become dangerous.
Audrey called me and Chris tried to RAPE me, just like that. I was actually shocked. This is Chris. He loves her. He would never hurt her.
After speaking to the police, I left and went to a friend of mine's and stayed there for 4 days until I could get my own apartment.
Audrey was frightened, but she knew communication with Chris was inevitable.
I felt like I had to talk to him because he had birth certificates and social security cards, and I couldn't sign my lease without those documents.
When Audrey finally made contact a week later, Chris seemed like a different man. He was incredibly contrite and begged for forgiveness.
He continuously expressed that he was very sorry for whatever happened, but that he could not remember what happened. My excuse for him was he drank that night. So I thought maybe that was what caused it.
Chris told Audrey that if she didn't press charges, he would pay child support and he would help her with the monthly bills.
Chris made it very clear to me that if he was to face these charges, that he was absolutely going to lose his job.
Audrey struggled with the decision, but ultimately agreed to Chris's terms and dropped the charges.
I wanted to believe the good in him. I wanted to believe that what he did was fueled by the alcohol.
As the two amicably began coordinating their schedules to take care of the children, Audrey couldn't help but feel she'd made the right choice.
We began taking care of the children as a team, where if we didn't want to wake up the kids in the middle of the night when I came home from work, then I would sleep at his house. And this continued for a couple of weeks.
Audrey felt relieved that the worst seemed to be behind her. She could never have known that her nightmare was just beginning. On November 17th, 2009, Audrey stopped by Chris's house after a jog. She simply wanted to wash up before work. But when Audrey opened the front door, Chris was waiting, and the sight was terrifying.
There he was, with a butcher knife in his hand, and charges at me. I remember turning for the door to open it and him shutting the door with his hand as he's got me scooped up from behind. And the knife caught me on my finger. So I look down to the floor and I see blood dropping to the floor. And in my mind, I'm like, this is very real.
Audrey desperately tried to make sense of the situation while Chris dragged her into the garage where he had a blanket laid out on the floor.
And he puts the knife to my throat and he's trying to rape me from behind. And I'm saying to him, what are you doing? I love you, saying anything to make him stop.
But Chris only responded with more violence, hitting Audrey over the head with a hammer several times.
I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm gonna die right now. He was enraged beyond anything I've ever seen in my life. The image of my children comes to my mind, of them growing up alone. And I start praying, God, just let me live, just let me live, that's all I want.
Audrey knew she was in a fight for her life, especially when Chris suddenly doused her with gasoline.
He looks at me, very enraged, angry, empty, and he tosses the candle at me, like he's just tossing me the remote. I instantly go up in flames, and I spin up like at the speed of light, run to the main garage door, and I open it just enough for me to run out. And once my feet hit the grass, I dropped like everyone learned in elementary school, stop, drop, and roll. My neighbor runs to me. She's hitting me with her son's jacket, helping to put me out. And she's just screaming, oh my God, Audrey, oh my God, oh my God.
As the house went up in flames, the neighbor called 911.
Emergency dispatch.
My neighbor was on fire.
Your neighbor was on fire?
Yes.
What part of her body was injured?
She's her arms. She's bleeding. She's...
Her face and her arms?
And her house is on fire and her husband is inside.
But the house is on fire?
Our best information at the time was that Audrey may not survive. Chris was located by some bystanders just outside of the house in the backyard. He had a laceration to his neck, his wrist, and he also had a puncture wound on his left side.
Audrey and Chris were both airlifted to the nearest hospital. Audrey was almost fatally burned and barely conscious. And as she struggled to live, detectives began trying to shed light on Chris's horrific attack.
He told everybody, "Now I am the monster that she made me out to be."
The message he sent me was, "It's time for you to prove how much you love those kids."
On November 17th, 2009, Audrey Mabry was in intensive care, desperately fighting for her life.
I couldn't believe he did that. I can't believe he did that to her just because he couldn't have her.
When I first arrived at the scene, I didn't know what had happened. The neighbor told us that Chris had set Audrey on fire. I did find out he was one of the persons that was transported to the hospital. So we knew where he was.
Investigators immediately went to question Chris at the hospital, but he refused to talk. Meanwhile, detectives discovered Chris owned a van that was not parked at the house.
We located this van about a half a mile away out of view and parked at a community building. That would lead me to believe that this was somewhat premeditated.
They also found several incriminating text messages Chris sent to friends and family just before the attack.
He said, "Now I am the monster that she made me out to be."
The text message he sent me was, "It's time for you to prove how much you love those kids." I thought he was going to kill himself.
By the next day, investigators had enough evidence to place Chris under arrest for attempted murder.
The fact that Christopher had parked his personal vehicle about a half a mile from the incident scene. He had laid a blanket on the floor and used a candle from the bathroom. Those three items alone would indicate to me that this was a hastily devised plan.
It was 6 weeks before Audrey awoke from her medically induced coma. She was shocked to see she had been burned over 80% of her body.
When I looked at myself, I was absolutely devastated and then somehow determined that he was not going to rob me of what he wanted to rob me of. And that became my mission.
In the 3 months that followed, Audrey pushed through excruciating pain to relearn everyday tasks like walking. She also underwent 7 different trauma surgeries and skin grafts. Her main goal was to get back to her children and her life.
There were a lot of dark moments. It took me almost a year to get to a point where I saw a beautiful girl again, but not because she was all made up, but because she was repaired and renewed internally.
On January 24th, 2012, Chris Haney went to trial. He pleaded not guilty.
I was the first witness to go up. He looked me dead in my eye. It felt very surreal. I kept feeling my chest clench, and at one point, I felt like I was going to vomit.
Prosecutors contended that Chris set out to kill Audrey and then himself because he was distraught over losing her. And the jury agreed. Chris was convicted of attempted murder, aggravated battery, and arson. On March 2, 2012, Chris Haney was sentenced to life in prison plus 2 30-year terms, just 2 days after his divorce from Audrey was finalized.
When I look back, him being so manipulative and so controlling of my lifelong decisions, that's absolutely a sign of someone who is capable of domestic violence. I believe Chris did what he did because he was a man that felt that he had lost everything. Therefore, he was capable of anything.
Audrey has since moved on with her life, but she still battles the after effects of Chris's attack.
The heat and the sun is an extreme struggle for me. My range of motion is not the same. Being burned is something that is a very long recovery.
Even with her struggles, Audrey has gone back to school. She has also been in a healthy, happy relationship for more than a year.
Despite the horrible things she went through that day, Audrey is definitely more beautiful now than she's ever been. She has a new purpose in life.
My purpose is to give people hope, to show people that no matter what happens to you in life, you must persevere, and you never know your true strength until you're tested.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.